WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. Not this week, though. I mean, I got the crab races on Wednesday down at Lexington Market with our friends at Fadley. So we'll be giving some of these away on Wednesday at the official Preakness Crab Races. We have the race on Saturday and all sorts of things happening with the Orioles and Shohei Ohtani and all that good stuff. We'll be giving these away at the local next Tuesday, the 23rd, up in Falston. Come on out and say hello. Our friends at Window Nation also giving the love all month long at 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 5 years. 0% financing. I tell you what, it's spring. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup, these teams, these Floridas and Carolinas and whatever. The big race this week. And then there's golf. We got a PGA championship happening this weekend up in upstate New York. But we have golf happening throughout the community here. And as much as they're going to run a little race this weekend, just west of 83, right off of Northern Parkway, if you keep going just a little further west, you'll find this guy. He is the head PGA pro to advance PGA championship, as well as to invite you out to Forest Park, legendary Forest Park, to just off Windsor Mill inside the Beltway as well. Two different ways to get to it. We welcome Richard Sheppard Jr. making his debut here. Busy week, dude. I mean, I could be talking Orioles, Ravens, Lamar, Preakness, all this stuff happening, and you're out there showing some young people how to golf right now, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We actually have a PGA Junior League just getting started. It's actually our third week coming up. Unfortunately, we got rained out last weekend. So we do like a junior league where it's like a rec league for kids for golf. So we actually play other courses.
It's like a travel league, correct? I like
yep.
that.
Our first week we went to Country Club in Maryland. I can tell you the results if you want, but we beat them. And then 2 weekends ago we went to BCC. We actually tied Baltimore Country Club. We tied them, but we got rained out last weekend. So hopefully.
Well, you're always competing in golf. Are you competing against yourself? I mean, I've seen the simulators
competing
up the street
from
the radio station. Yeah. You're competing. You're competing with yourself all the time. But then there's the competition of, well, I play lacrosse or I play baseball or I play soccer, team sports. There's, hey, man, we got a team in a league here and we're going to go over there and beat the country clubbers.
Exactly.
And we're a muni, right?
Yes. I love it. That's the thing about golf. That, you know, they golf didn't have any type of team aspect or recreational league aspect for the juniors. And they came up with this PGA Junior League about, I want to say maybe 6 years ago, six, 7 years ago.
When you were a kid, this didn't exist.
Well, they did have Junior Inner Club.
Okay.
Which was kind of similar. But this, man, they got their own jerseys. They, you know, it's all, it's awesome.
Look at that. See, I'm learning things here today, you know?
Yeah,
so
man.
Give me your background. How did you come to golf? And how did you come to – because, you know, I talk about this with all the pros all the time, but we're talking about a West Baltimore place that kids in the neighborhood could come and learn to play golf. And I'll say this to you, bro. I never swung a golf club until I was way into my 20s. I was on the radio probably 5 years, 6 years, 96 or 97. So I was probably 28 years old. A little before that, it was in that range, and I met Tiger Woods on New Year's Eve in 1996, the whole deal. But golf was getting cool then. But I was on the radio, and people were playing. The Ravens didn't even exist. I'm talking 95. Like, you know, the Ravens were a glimmer at that point. And a lot of people I knew said, well, you'll do business if you go and golf. And I'm like, you don't understand, man. My name's Aparicio. My people came off the plane from Venezuela. We do baseball. My dad loved football and basketball and boxing and whatnot. But, like, golf never came to my neighborhood. I had a few neighbors that would put clubs in the trunk of the car, and they would go to Rocky Point, or because I'm from Dundalk, you know.
Okay.
But there
okay.
wasn't – there was no golf mojo. I don't vibe. I don't know. It wasn't in the air in my neighborhood. And I had Pete Carinci on the Crab Cake Tour 2 weeks ago down at McFalls in Essex. And I said, we didn't play soccer in my neighborhood. We didn't play lacrosse in my neighborhood. You know, so to say that it comes to you, but I didn't have a golf course in my neighborhood. And I tell you what, my buddy Eddie Lauer grew up right by Herring Park, Herring Run. And there's a golf course in his backyard, two blocks away. I think it's different when you have access to it.
Mount
and
Pleasant,
that course has been there way longer than my lifetime, you know?
Yeah, I got lucky, man. My dad played and my uncles played. My dad actually has about he has well he has eight uncles. No, he has seven brothers, so I have seven uncles.
Did they all play?
Most of them, not
Okay.
all of them, but most of them played. So I just got into the game through that. Tiger, I was about 10, so this was around 2000.
Okay.
Tiger was at his peak. It was just a great way for me to spend time with my dad. They had my dad and my mom had divorced a little prior to that. So it was a great way for me to spend time with my dad, out on the golf course. I used to think it was stupid. I was into basketball,
I was gonna ask, where are you from? Like, what's your
earlier.
back? Where'd you go to high
I'm
school?
I went to Newtown High School. So I'm
Okay.
Owings Mills, Randallstown area.
Okay.
So yeah,
But
I got
kids are playing
started.
basketball and football there. Come on now. 2000
Oh
Ray
yeah.
Lewis,
Oh
stop, right?
yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, it was at its height. I mean, the kids used to laugh at me. In high school, the football team would be practicing, and I'm going with the golf team. We would go hit balls on the soccer field, and they would laugh at me like, "Come on, man, you're not with us." It was just, but hey, I saw a future where, this is what I wanted to do, and this is an arena where we're not represented that much, so we can make some change in the community and, it's a great game, like you said, networking, business, the physical
I
aspects
don't
of it.
play, but I can play. My back's been a little crooked the last 5 years of my life, and I don't want to wrench. I don't even want to hit balls right. I went to Hawaii, and even like getting on a boogie board, just I don't want to get injured again. Being injured
Your back is
sucks.
nothing to play with.
Dude, I am a hot yoga devotee. I'm 5 days a week down on the mat, listening to Seal lately, seeing Janet Jackson, dancing fully, doing the things, being able to sit in a car again and get on a plane ride again. So like for me, I'm
Take the
just,
small stuff for
I'm
granted.
55. I'll be 55 this year, and I just feel like Humpty Dumpty. I'm glad that I can hit a hot yoga mat in 90 minutes with great conviction and strength, that I don't want to F it up. But for people that like to play or that it comes back to them, I would think every spring. I saw Seal last. I played tennis as a kid. I played a lot of tennis, and like much like you in Dundalk, nobody played tennis. I had three or four friends. We would seek out the lights at EVT or over Patapsco where they had lights at night, Essex Community College. So I know about playing and hitting the ball against the wall, which I hit more balls against walls than I ever did against people when I was, because I loved Borg. And Matt, and like, and it didn't come to me. There wasn't a court in my neighborhood, anything like that. But I would play tennis, but golf for people, this when spring happens and they say, I haven't hit a ball in a while, it's expensive to play. I'm not at that level to compete anymore. I just maybe want to hit a bucket of balls. But you offer a lot more than that. And I think for all the classic fives, and I say this with full conviction, that if I ever were to go back and my back gave me the confidence that I could feel like I'm not wrenching L4, L5, that I would go back. This is the way I would do it. I would take a lesson. I would want to have it to be social, and I would want to get better at it so I don't suck and I'm not in chasing balls all day. That there is a point for a lot of people. Brian Billick picked up golf at 65. And he's addicted. Marvin Lewis. I talked to Marvin last week. Addicted. Now, these are guys who are addicted to competing. And later in life, not me with my back, but for a lot of people, golf is something you can enjoy your whole life, right? I mean, you see everything at Forest Park, right?
We have a very diverse what do you call it, population that play at Forest Park. You have the young kids and you have the older players, it's been there a long time, seen it change all throughout the years. So yeah, we're very, we're welcoming to everyone. We're not, that's the great thing with Munis. We're not shunning people away. Everybody's welcome. We're having a good time, having fun. That's the main thing. We're not, we have the leagues where you can get competitive and you can get those serious competitions. But, if you want to just come out on a weekday evening or, a weekend afternoon, that's fine too. And we give lessons. I do a lot of group clinics. So I went to Maryland Eastern Shore for college.
So you know good crab cakes then. All right, good, good. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
a
yeah.
crab cake connoisseur,
Let's go. Come on now. Stop now. Don't. I'll be over to Windsor 2 weeks from Friday, and we'll be doing a crab cake tour, and it'll
Okay,
be.
I need to meet you there. I need to meet you there.
Well, yeah, we're going to figure this out because, I mean, okay. If there's a crab cake, I'm coming to get it. I'm over Wilkins Avenue in June, and I'm in Hale Thorpe in June. I'm up in Falston next. I'm coming. I'm coming for you. Don't.
Right, I'll
get
keep
there.
an eye on you.
But when you say UMES, I'm thinking about those roads to Cambridge and Salisbury and some of the little Finger Lakes I got on down there and saw how things were done on the shore, you know? So.
Yep. So I went that route. They were the first HBCU to have a professional golf management program.
So you went to school for this.
Yeah.
Look at you. PGM, all right. Now PGM I'm learning program. Stuff. Now I'm getting some Royal Farms coffee in my Coral Roofing mug, and I'm like, golf, man, tell me about this.
Yes, PGM program. It's only at about 20 schools in the nation. UMES was the first HBCU to have it. They actually got it right before I got there. So it was like perfect timing. A high school golf coach told me about it, and I'm saying, you know what, I'm all in. Because my first passion was kind of like being a sports agent. I know I wanted to get into sports somehow. And, you know, I played
Big
golf.
Mistake. I'm telling you, as a guy who's done it my whole life, terrible mistake you're making.
Yeah.
They'll kill you once you're inside. Trust me.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, this golf thing really took a hold of me, and I see how we can really make an impact in our community. So I went that route, and my first job after college, I worked at Suburban Club, which is a private club in Pikesville.
Nice
so I worked
crab
there.
cake there, just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good food there. So that's where I kind of learned the industry, learned how to navigate myself. And then my first head pro job came at Carroll Park downtown. So I was there for 2 years. And then now I'm
and
at
that's
Forest
a great
Park.
place, too, because you
I
get
love
on and
it.
off
Life
in 2 hours,
hole,
right?
downtown. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. We got a lot of crowd just coming in for a game, coming in for a concert. They would come out and play and have a good time. And this is my second year now at Forest Park. I actually grew up playing at Forest Park. So it's really full circle for me to be here at Forest
You
Park.
know
And
every
I'm
hole, right? Literally.
Yeah.
What's the
Back
best
to
you ever
front.
shot on your own home? I mean, hole in ones, all that's happened for you there?
I don't have a hole in one yet. I'm still looking for it.
Not in your life?
I've holed out from
It's
the
so
fairway multiple
hard,
times.
right?
Yeah, I've holed out from the fairway multiple times, but not where par three, a hole in one. I'm still looking for that. Lowest round is a 70. I haven't cracked the 60s yet, but that's my next goal. But
Elusive,
70.
is it? How often do you go out and play competitively on your own court? I mean, you're out there every day teaching other people, right? Like,
Yeah,
you make shots all day, right?
I usually go out for 9 holes in the afternoon. Me and a buddy of mine, we usually just go out before it gets too late, you know, after I finish work and play a quick 9 and then go home. But, you know, I have an almost 2-year-old son, so I don't play as much as I used to. Got some family duties, but
Diapers instead of tee shots. I got you, man.
Yeah.
Richard Shepard's our guest. He's the head PGA pro. You can find him over at Forest Park. So, you know, give me the elevator speech on Forest, like, and then we'll talk a little PGA real quick. But because it's a huge tournament this week, so much going on, man.
Big
between
tournament,
baseball and Janet Jackson and Anita Baker, I got concerts, I got things, I got horse races, the Orioles. I mean, it's Lamar. Well, that's over with for now, at least a little bit. But, you know, for golf and for your little piece, and somebody to say, all right, I'm going to go out there and hit with this young man, learn the game a little bit or pick up something. Because I would need a let if I came out. I mean, I didn't even know how to hold the club when Norm Vakoski got a hold of me down at Furnace Creek back in 1996. I was holding like a baseball bat, you know, the whole deal, right? Because I played a lot of baseball.
Gotcha.
To come out and learn the game and to have the patience you need. Because it's not something that happens in a minute. It's something you have to fall in love with it. And I think for kids, if they get into that, I make a shot, they make a really good shot, then they want to make another one. And I think it's the same for – nobody wants to come out and be really bad at it. They want to get better.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to come out and get lessons first. You know, I guess some people, you know, they started playing golf. They've been playing for 20 years, and they finally come see me for a lesson. I got to fix all kind of stuff, bad grip, bad takeaway, bad posture, bad balance, you know. It's better to just get to lessons – first, that way you learn the fundamentals and you kind of know what to work on when you're practicing. A lot of people are practicing and they're just kind of just doing whatever, not really working on anything.
You got me
so,
thinking
so
about like
time,
the stroke
really.
now
it's
and like holding
time,
the right
yeah.
arm forward and like all of the form things about, you know, staying in line.
Staying in posture. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes my back just wrench. Just like I need to stretch thinking about
you going.
I got to stretch thinking
morning.
About torquing and coming through. You know, but it really is. And now with video and like you can really
we got
see.
This, we got a lot of tools
measured, right?
Yeah. I love using video. A lot of my clients, they think they're doing something with their swing, and I'm telling them, no, you're doing something totally different than what you think you're doing. Let me show you. And when they see it, they say, oh, okay, I'm way off than what I thought I was. You know, I thought I had a shut club face at the top, but I'm showing you it's way open at the top. So, videos helped a lot. You know, I work from green back to the tee. So I usually start, say I have a brand new beginner coming out. I start with putting. Start with putting. Learn the fundamentals.
Putting in Ocean City, man. You don't have to tell me how to putt. Hey. I know how to putt. I played a lot of putt-putt. Come on, man.
Oh, hey, funny you say that. I'm going to Ocean City on Wednesday.
You're going to play old pro? You're going to hit it right into the clown's mouth there, get a free game, right?
No, we're going to play some real golf, but, we might check out a mini golf or two, but that's funny you say that. We go every year. I go for the car show weekend, actually. That's something else going on. Car show weekend in Ocean City. It's awesome, man. They got all the old schools, the hot rods out. It's awesome, but
I can't do everything. I can't do Bruno Mars and that. I can't do it all. You know, I go to Ocean City for Dave Matthews and Sheryl Crow in the end of summer. I mean, I'm going for Mako. Okay. I'm going down to see Tommy Conwell. I'm juggling.
You can't be everywhere.
And the Orioles are relevant. You even got your bobblehead over your shoulder there. I see you.
Brooks Robinson. Yep.
Yeah, man. So if I come out, your first thing is lesson, and your first thing is putting, literally, right?
Then we do chipping. Then we start to work away. Do chipping, little longer shots, pitch shots. Then we go into full swing irons. Then we get into the big boy, full swing driver.
And every kid wants to just hit the ball a long way. Yeah, every big kid does too, right?
Yeah, but if you can't hit it 50 yards, how can you expect to hit it 250 yards? That's my philosophy, but. And then we'll get on the course after that. So, you know, that's how I work, and it's worked well for me over the years. I love what I do. We'll have fun, and you'll learn this great game of golf, too.
You could be watching golf. That's the other thing. All you guys that are nerds about play, out in the sun all day. Then, like, Thursday and Friday roll around, and some of these little spiritual holidays, like the PGA Championship or the Masters. Do you watch golf on the weekends, or do you carve out, like, 3 to 6 on Sunday just to see, you know, who's doing like,
definitely have to carve out Sunday afternoon. That's my thing. I got to carve out Sunday afternoon. We're busy before that. I might have it on. We have it on in the shop. In the golf shop, checking it out. But, Sunday afternoon.
So you always know what's going on from being around the course Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Gotcha.
Yep. Yep.
Well, it's also the language of the club, too, right? People come in and say, how did Rory
asking
this
me.
Weekend?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Right. If Tiger was playing, everybody comes in and asks, how's Tiger doing? Where's Tiger at? You know, he's not playing this week. But
Well, it's amazing all these years later, dude. You were a little boy when I was doing – I've been doing radio 32 years, all right? So, like –
turned 33 May 4th.
So this, I know I feel young and sexy to some of you at least, but I've been doing this a long time. And it's funny you would say Tiger Mania. I met Tiger at the Hard Rock at a Hootie and the Blowfish concert on New Year's Eve of 1996. Wow. He had not won it. He was about to go nuts winning majors. He had been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, like all of that. And he was a jerk to me, kind of famously. 30 years later, I still tell the story about he literally sat next to me at the concert because we were both guests at Hootie and the Blue. Like, and all these years later, I've never come in contact. I've seen the wife, the this, the that, the car accidents, all. Yeah. But man, oh man, oh man, every time I talk to anybody of your age, of any color who plays golf, doesn't matter where you're from, Tiger was. Nobody got inspired by Mickelson.
He's got.
You know what I mean? Tiger, I mean, it's like LeBron or Michael Jordan. Doesn't matter which one it is, but somebody brought you Secretariat when it comes to horse racing, right? Like somebody brought you to the party, and Tiger brought everybody to the party. And 20 years later, you're out on a golf course. I mean, it's an amazing legacy. It really is.
Yeah, people still asking about him. He still moves the needle. He still moves the needle on the golf course. You got some younger guys coming up. Rory, he's not so young anymore. Rory McIlroy, he's probably, I would say, the next most popular guy. Well, Jordan Spieth, he's up there too. But they don't move the needle like Tiger does.
When you watch those guys play, what do you learn?
Oh man, just their,
how good they are, right?
Yeah, how good they It's a different level, man. It's a different level. People think, you know, PGA pros, club pros, we're supposed to be out there playing, but they're a totally different level. They practice and play maybe 8, 10 hours a day to be where they're at. So, you know, I have so much respect for them. But let me tell you something. The PGA Championship, right? So we're PGA members as a PGA head pro. So, all right, so we actually are able to qualify for this event, right? So we have a section. There's 41 sections in the PGA of America, right? So we have a section championship, right? So the top maybe 5 spots, they go to our national PGA championship for club pros, right? Then if you, it's like, it's a bunch of people there, maybe 200 people there that play in that tournament. They take the top 20 to go play in the actual PGA championship. So you have 20 PGA club pros playing in this major this week up in Rochester. So it's a great honor. We have one from the Middle Atlantic section. We're in the Middle Atlantic. One of our members qualified for the major. So yeah,
That's exciting.
it's our championship, really. Yeah, so.
Well, and I guess for you, once Tiger, I mean, it's terrible watching him limp around, right? I mean, like, you know, especially for you who love him. But is there, what keeps you watching now? Who are the guys you're watching this weekend?
I love Rory McIlroy. He's probably my favorite player. We actually share the same birthday. So I love Rory. I just love how he, you know, he hits it far. He's a great ambassador for the game. I don't know if you heard about all the LIV stuff, the LIV
Oh yeah,
golf.
we've talked a
Are you
lot
up
about
on
that.
that? Okay. So they'll actually be playing in this event as well. They've allowed.
Well, it certainly divided the whole. I mean, we could do
Yeah,
hours
yeah,
just on that
yeah,
topic, right?
yeah.
Literally.
But he's a great ambassador for the PGA Tour. I also like Jordan Spieth as well, Under Armour guy. So I like him. Who else do I like? Now he's a LIV guy, but Brooks Koepka I actually like. I just like his determination and how he plays the majors. He doesn't back down from anything. He's right up in your face. He's gonna tell you, I'm gonna beat you, and hopefully he does it. He finished second at the Masters, if you saw earlier this year. So it'd be interesting to see. Got some great storylines. Phil Mickelson's gonna be playing.
Well, the whole LIV, you know, PGA things, all it's going to be a storyline in any of these majors, especially when a LIV guy wins. So, which was
It's gonna
narrow at the
happen
Masters.
eventually.
Yeah,
It's gonna happen
absolutely,
eventually.
absolutely. Richard, it's really been a great visit with you. Richard Sheppard Jr. is Forest Park's head PGA pro. They're part of Classic Five. We do a lot with Classic Five around here all summer long, and trying to keep me abreast of everything going on in golf. Since I wrenched my back, I don't get out as much. But it's amazing to see young people play the game, seeing simulators, seeing them improve, seeing them get lessons, and seeing them get better. And certainly over in West Baltimore, you could stop over. What's the best way to reach out to you? Just come on in, maybe.
Come on in. You can call the golf shop number 448-410-448 golf. You can find me on Facebook, Rich RJ Shepherd. Come out and see us, man. We're having a good time. Golf season's here. Let's get out and have some fun.
Man, you're going to lose some people to the Orioles this year. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. The Orioles
Yeah,
are, yeah, I know you
I
got
need
your
to get
Brooksy
to a game
bobblehead there.
myself, man. I need to get to a game myself. They're playing awesome, man. They're
Ohtani in
playing awesome.
town all week. Go to see the Tiger Woods of baseball right now. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Rich, appreciate our friends at Classic Five. Go to any of their courses. You can always find them out at Classic Five Golf. I talk about it all the time. It's up on the front of the website, and we keep golf relevant around here, as well as keeping baseball and football, and of course, crab cakes. Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation, coming back to Fallston on Tuesday the 23rd, and really just all over the Beltway, June and July. I'm not going anywhere doing anything. I'm going to some concerts. I'm eating some crab cakes, drink some beer, watch some baseball. Summertime. I'm
Good
Nestor. We are
summer.
WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, but not in that order. The beer's going to come first. We never stop talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.